In other news, London calls on the British Armed Forces to send in reinforcements for the Olympic Games. The UK military has been asked to provide some 3,500 extra troops to guard the Olympic Games, now only days away. The security duties for the event have been contracted rather in part to the private security firm G4S. But there are fears that the company cannot provide the 13,700 guards it promised to deliver for the venue. The army units for the job have already been picked and put on a shortened state of readiness. They'll be deployed incrementally as needed. Nearly 25,000 security personnel are estimated to take part in delivering security at the 34 Olympic venues in London and around the country. The cost, more than $800 million. Well, to further shed light on the upcoming Olympics in London, we're now joined in our studios here in Tehran by journalist and defense analyst Yvonne Ridley. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Ms. Ridley, the UK Home Office stated that the government is committed to delivering safe and secure games in London. But is that what it's really all about, safety?
Absolutely not. It's the militarization of the Olympic Games. We didn't see this in Sydney, in Beijing, in Athens. And as a British person watching the news, and it's so embarrassing. They're trying to turn the Olympic Games into a highly secure operation. Why? It is sport, sport that is to be enjoyed for all, and there are bound to be security issues, but no more than we're facing Beijing or Sydney or Athens, you know, the most recent Olympics.
Well, let's further elaborate on that. Londoners, spectators, tourists, athletes, they're going to know that there's surface-to-air missiles nearby, you know, just by looking up on the rooftops of people's homes, armed jets, helicopters, the works, you name it. But, I mean, it's the Olympics. Were the Olympics supposed to be like this?
The Olympics were never meant to be like this, and I doubt that you'll see this sort of hysteria in the next Olympic Games that are going to be in South America. It is wholly embarrassing. There are five major airports around London. If there are security issues, there is an air force in operation that can be mobilized, that can be scrambled within minutes. I have friends in the defense industry, and they say there is no real reason why you would put surface-to-air missiles in one of the most densely populated capitals in the world. It's a recipe for disaster. There is nothing that those missiles can achieve or do that a fighter jet could. You know, if there is an alarm, then at least with a pilot, if he has to intercept a threat or a plane, he can make a judgment call depending on which area he's over, whether it's highly populated or whether it's more sparsely populated. Setting off a surface-to-air missile in a crowded residential area near a crowded stadium is a recipe for disaster.
That's right. Just before our interview, I was speaking to our producer, and he said an interesting thing. He said that he was looking at some of the images and said that these Olympics look more like war games instead of just the games. What is it that the UK is so afraid of?
I have no idea. I mean, one of the things that I like to think defines the British character is the traditional stiff upper lip, the refusal to panic. And yet they're trying to whip the population up into a sense of hysteria. And, you know, we see this happening in America. American people wake up frightened, they go to bed frightened, and as soon as they start to relax, the president will invoke the memory of 9/11 and then pass through some legislation that will further shrink their freedoms and liberties. And if they're trying to do this in London, it is not going to work. The previous government tried this tactic when they put tanks in Heathrow Airport. And of course, the tanks were withdrawn within days after they turned us into a laughingstock. And I'm afraid with these surface-to-air missiles, there is no rational military defensive reason why those missiles should be where they are.
And what kind of reaction are Londoners themselves showing to the situation. I mean, it's not every day when you you wake up and look out the windowsill and see a missile just sitting there.
Well, you know, the East Londoners are very concerned, and so would you be if you had one of these powerful missiles on your rooftop. They wouldn't dare do this in Mayfair or Knightsbridge or in Canary Wharf, but they're doing it in East London, where they think they can get away with it, and quite clearly this is now turning into a legal battle. And Londoners, I don't think it, well, the East Londoners will not put up with this.
All right, many thanks, journalist and defense analyst, Ms. Yvonne Ridley. Thank you for sharing your comments with us here on Press TV.
Thank you.